This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today is Brent Jameson and the Sordid Seeds.
Tell my people, stop it, down at the street. You be living your selfish ways with jeans and your monotonies. And you walk on by out, little girl with a tear in her eye. Show her your empty hands and why your pocket's so damn light.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome Brent Jameson. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Judd?
I'm doing great. Great to have you on the show. Brent Jameson and the Sordid Seeds is the name of Brent's group. And I Walk Down Your Street is the most recent album. Brent and I, just before we started the interview, were making a Buckeye connection between Cleveland and Cincinnati. And
go Reds!
Dayton area. So we're catching up a little bit on that, and you're saying that you've been in Montana for 13 years.
13 years, yes. Right. I moved out here when I was 18, and Next winter will be my 13th.
Okay. All right. So. And we should say that you're based out of Whitefish, the Flathead.
Yes. The band and me are both based out of Whitefish.
Okay. Okay, great. Let's maybe start with talking about the band's origin. I want to get back a little bit into your background in music, but let's take a look at the Sordid Seeds, and I want to make sure folks understand it's S-O-R-D-I-D, not sorted, as in they've been assorted. It's Sordid Seeds. Let's talk about the group and how the group came together.
Well, when I was 21 or 2, I went down to Vegas and I auditioned at the Palms and got the deal. So I had a 2 nights a week at the Palms gig, and I formed Jameson and the Sordid Seeds down there. And it was more of like to play like the, when I wasn't playing at the casinos, to play like the dive bars and all that. Mm-hmm. And so we formed there and just started writing in Vegas, and I hated Las Vegas, no offense. It just wasn't for me being living here and going down there. And so my soul was dying, and so I called up a good friend of mine, and we just started the band out of Whitefish.
But the origins go back to Las Vegas?
The origins, yeah. I mean, that's where I started writing it. And like it's like a reggae blues soul kind of feel, you know. I just started writing from there, and then could not take it in the city and went back to Whitefish where I was comfortable.
So let's go back to what got you to Las Vegas.
My buddy said that they were auditioning at the Palms for like a acoustic 3-hour set at the pool. And I was like super driven, like trying to get like this record deal, or, you know, when you're young, you have this like wanting to be a, you know, get a record label and get signed and tour and, you know. And so I went down to the Palms and I got the audition, and it put me in front of people who could maybe help my career out. But I made a demo down there, and Interscope presented it to Interscope, and they passed on it. And so from there, I just came back to Montana.
Given that the origins of the music that you were coming up with started in Las Vegas.
That's where I started writing as a band.
Okay, so that's where you started writing for that particular group.
Yes.
Talk about some of the influences that came together at that time, not so much stylistically, because you've kind of touched on that, but just in terms of your writing and how your writing
Pain.
Came together.
Large amounts of struggle of, I mean, yeah, I was making okay money for a musician, and but I didn't know anybody in the city, really, and I was really struggling to survive. It was really good for me because it humbled me and it built character. I'm really, like, battling with who I am. I could go one way of, like, writing, being a pop, you know, pop songwriter, which didn't seem that bad at the time, or I could just be myself. And so I just started writing for myself and presented the demo, and the demo they passed on it, and so I was really at this torn place. But then I came back to Whitefish and just started writing more. I was a lot happier at Whitefish, that's for sure.
Tell me why. Oh, now why do I feel this way for you, babe? Oh, you know I got the real man blues. You done me wrong. Help me down. We'll be right back.
This is John Floridas. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Brent Jameson of Brent Jameson and the Sordid Seeds. Let's talk about the project, I Walk Down Your Street. This is a pretty big project. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here. This is a big production.
It was a nightmare.
Well, let's talk about it in all respects.
So I had this vision of making an album where I invited like 30 musicians on the album. I wrote it from front to back with Sean and Marco, poor Marco. He produced it. And we were talking about the idea, and he was like, yeah, that sounds great, man. But once you start doing it, that album took 2 years. Mm. And it was just like endless and endless of musicians' parts here, choirs. I mean, I had the Kalispell choir on it. I had, you know, and so it, as far as the community goes of a record, I'll hang my hat on that album. If we don't do anything from here on out, that's something to be. I'm very proud of that record.
Yeah.
A lot of hard work from the community and the people who were involved in it.
I want to come back to that, the choir element, but talk about some of the other musical flavors and colors that are going on.
Oh, there. God. I had John Dunnigan on it. He's like a legend up in Whitefish.
He's
good friend of mine. I would be 18 watching John Dunnigan when I was washing dishes going, I want to do that, you know? Everett Craig Barton, the horn section for $20,000, the Kalispell choir. I had on every really musician in the valley at the time that we could use that I respected. And I respect them all, but I mean, I couldn't put them all on there.
You did a pretty good job of getting quite a few on there. What was the experience like in just approaching all these musicians and trying to get them involved and interested and motivated to be a part of this project?
I mean, the choir was the hardest part. I mean, I showed up to their Tuesday night choir practice at Kalispell, and I was like, hey, I'm Brent Jameson, and my band's called The Sordid Seeds. Has anybody heard about it? And some of the younger guys were like, yeah, we like you guys. I'm like, cool, do you want to be on the record? And they're like, how many? And I'm like, all of you. And so they came in to the record and started singing, and we took a bunch of takes, and some of it worked and some of it didn't, but I thought it came out pretty good.
I walked down your street, and the cold went to sleep with nothing to say. For morning will come, and the hollow will speak when it speaks. Calls out my name. And I stood in the cold and looked through your window, 'cause all I felt was this pain. My darling, my sweet, I'll save you a seat in the Garden of Eden one day. Your love, all I taste is this pain. You were my reflection, so I sit and call out your name. And I took this letter and put it in your mailbox. Then I watched it burn to the ground. For I searched all day and night, and the cold went asleep. Oh, but true love was nowhere to be found. Oh, 'cause all I felt was your love.
by the river sound of the birds and the bees where we met. For true love sometimes does not define all of our happiness.
Brent, I want to just ask about the personal journey. You know, we talked about having common Midwestern roots, and I'm struck with the fact that you've gone from that to journey out at least two places that I know of, two very, very different places, one being Las Vegas, Nevada, and the other being Whitefish, Montana. Mm-hmm. It comes to mind Tim Torgerson, who's been on the program as well, had somewhat of a similar journey, at least geographically. But just talk about personally, you know, adapting to those different places and keeping a focus on who you are as a person.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the hardest part is, you know, my buddy said this, and I love this saying, and he said, I would rather be shoveling crap in Montana than a CEO in San Francisco, and not hating on San Francisco, but just the love for Montana that he has is... kind of with me, like when I got to Vegas, I had all these huge dreams, you know, and oh, I'm playing the Palms and blah, 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 blah. And I kind of lost sight of who I was and what makes me happy. And the kicker of the story is maybe if I Interscope never passed on it, maybe I'd be completely miserable living somewhere else instead of doing the music I want to do and kind of a grassroots kind of deal, you know. And I have a lot of good friends in Las Vegas. I mean, I'm going there in October, but I'm just so thankful to live where I live, and so thankful. I'm a huge fly fisherman, so that's like a huge part of what I do. And so, yeah, if I didn't have those things, I think I wouldn't be happy. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Brent, I know one of the songs that you wanted to talk about was Keep Me in the Light. Let's talk about that tune a little bit.
That's probably my favorite tune on the record. It came out, I think, beautifully. I wrote that song in Vegas, broke down on the highway from Utah to Vegas in my little Honda Accord. So that song had a lot of meaning to me. And yeah, we had like an 8-piece choir on that one. And that came out smooth.
Chest, I'll sing. Hold the master fire, bring me up.
This is John Floridas. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Brent Jameson of Brent Jameson and the Sordid Seeds. Brent, you mentioned touring and getting the right musicians to hit the road with.
Yeah.
What kind of, you know, how extensive is the touring going? How extensive do you want to see it go?
Well, when we were younger, we were touring all the time. And if any band in Montana has ever toured before, it's not all cracked up, you think.
We have to start in Whitefish, Montana, so...
Yeah, we're pretty far
pretty
away.
Pretty good distance from every, you know, to there to every place else.
And we've had some good tours. You know, we've teamed up with some good bands, a band out of Eugene called Soul Seed, and we've had some good tours. Our first tour was 2 months, and it was like 44 shows, and that almost broke up the band. And so we went everywhere that tour. We've toured 5 times, but now we're more of, we will tour if the money is right, because we're kind of past the point of going on tour and coming back with nothing, because as you get older, you have more responsibilities, it seems like, and more bills. And so this year was our first year we didn't do a tour, just to... because the money really wasn't right. And so hopefully next year we'll do a tour. You know, we got some good friends that are in some... got a good following out in California, and we might hit California for a couple of weeks next winter.
I like how you're touching on this, because I think a lot of musicians won't, particularly in an interview setting, aren't necessarily inclined to go with some of those harsh realities. You know, you want, obviously there's the, you know, the inspiration that brings the music, but then there's the reality of, if you choose to make this as your living, there's the realities that it has to provide for you.
Absolutely. We were just talking about, me and you were talking about that before the interview. Yeah, I mean, dude, it's fun when you're a kid, and, you know, we did 5 tours when we were younger, you know, and 2 of them were really good tours. Unfortunately, we just played a lot of dive bars and, you know, would play till 1:30 for 2 or 3 people sometimes, and you're like, what are we doing? You know? And we have a great following at Whitefish, so like it felt like after we left Whitefish, it was like, oh my gosh, you know? So I'm happy with where we're at. We're going to release the 3rd record. We're playing a ton of festivals this summer in Montana. Just a ton of festivals we're playing.
Great.
So those are fun.
Brent Jameson and the Sordid Seeds is the name of the group. The most recent recording is I Walk Down Your Street. The website we want to direct people to is Sordid Seeds. That's SORDIDseeds.com.
Yes, sir.
That's where you can find out what's going on with the group and what Brent is up to. Do you also have your solo stuff up there as well?
Yeah, and then we have a Facebook, Jameson and the Sordid Seeds, and that's where a lot of our... you know, where we post a lot of our shows. But the website, sordidseeds.com, is up and running. You get the album on iTunes or Amazon. We have or you could go to Pandora and just type in Jameson and the Sordid Seeds, and all that will come up.
Brent, it's been great talking to you today, and all the best to you and the Sordid Seeds, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
This is John Floridas. You've been listening to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today has been Brent Jameson of Brent Jameson and the Sordid Seeds. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the website mtpr.org, or you can contact us through our own website, musicianspotlight.org, as well as through Facebook. Our program is now available as a downloadable podcast from those websites as well as from iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.